And we're continuing this discussion of verse 61. Govinda Indivara Shamam. As I mentioned, this is describing Krishna's particular quality. Govindam Indivara Shamam. He's being compared to Indivara. Govinda is compared to Indivara Shamam. He's not only bluish Krishna, but he's Indivara. He's Govindam Indivara Shamam. So why all these adjectives? So this phrase that means that all of Krishna's Govinda Indivara Shamam in the verse means that all of Krishna's senses, Govinda, derive immense pleasure and satisfaction, Vinda, from dressing. In other words, Govindam Indivara. Krishna, while he's doing that, while he's dressing Radharani under her command, indirectly indicated to the Manjaris, then he's feeling immense satisfaction and bliss. So therefore, Krishna, why is Krishna the name Govinda? We say Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. How did Krishna get the name Govinda? Well, people tell a story, it's in the Bhagavat also, Srimad Bhagavatam, that the Govardhan Leela, then Indra came and bathed Krishna, then Indradev gave him the name Govinda. But Krishna, that's some Leela to show the appearance of that name or given by Indra. But all Krishna's names are eternal. They're eternally existing from time immemorial. So we can think that, oh, at a certain point in time, in Govardhan Leela, after Govardhan Leela, Krishna got the name Govinda. But Krishna's eternal. Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela are all eternal. They're not subject to destruction or pralaya or any diminishing or reduction in any form at all possible. So how we see it, not that Indra gave the name, but that Krishna has the name eternally. And how does this name mean? It means that go means Indriya. And Sanskrit, go means eyes, hands, mouth, nose, etc., five senses. And vindate means to derive satisfaction or pleasure or fulfillment. So when Krishna at this juncture in the Leela, and in the Kunja Leela, and this Manjula Raha Kunjams, and Krishna is engaged here in dressing Radharani. So all of his senses, he's looking, he's thinking, he's touching, he's offering perfumes to Radharani. Then he's smelling the fragrance of those perfumes, so his eyes are finding, when Krishna offers these beautiful perfumes and itra to Radharani, then his ears feel so much vindate. He says, oh, it's very pleasing. This Radharani already smells so attractive, so charming and sweet and completely innervating to my senses and mind. But then when I offer this perfume to her, this aguru or this mogra, whatever perfume, she smells even more attractive. So Krishna derives immense pleasure and satisfaction from dressing and decorating Radhika, her divine form. Krishna is already dark blue, shamam in color, but his hue turns even darker blue, like a blue lotus flower, Indivara, after he touches Radhika's limbs. Oh, this is very nice. That Krishna is known as Shamsundar, the beautiful dark lord, like shining and glistening like a blue sapphire or a rain cloud, monsoon cloud. But the Sripad, in a mood of, absorbed in Radharani's bhav and mood, and absorbed in his siddha-sarupa and mandri bhav, he's saying, no, I see, I'm here, I'm in the kunja. Just like if you're standing next to someone, and they become embarrassed and you over some situation in a group of people are talking and that person becomes embarrassed. You may notice that, especially a person with white skin, that they become flushed. They become very pinkish in color because they're embarrassed and then their face takes on a different color. So you've observed that. So this Manjari is right there in the kunja and she's observing, I saw Krishna when he came in the kunja. He's Krishna, he's always dark blue. But I'm observing because she's observing in her and her sporty, Prabodhananda Saraswati, and his sporty in Manjari Srupave, he's seeing this lila he's describing, and he's engaged in service. He did this kunja samarjitam. He swept the kunja, made it nice and clean. All the raja was all smooth and nice and clean. All pebbles and stones removed for the pleasure of the divine couple, the playful pair. Then he saw that Radharani engaged Krishna in dressing her. And she was watching, oh, Krishna, his color is blue. Now he's becoming bluer and bluer. Just like if you're angry, if someone's very angry, their face gets very red. Because, you know, the red with anger, your eyes become red because there's so much adrenaline and blood flowing through your body because of anger. So Krishna, the Manjari notices that Govinda has now become, or Krishna, he's Govinda because he's feeling so much bliss and satisfaction serving Radharani, but now he's Indivara Shamam. Indivara means a very, very dark blue lotus flower, which, of course, I've never seen, but they exist, at least up there. And Krishna's taking on a deeper hue, a darker complexion of blue. Why? Because he's rubbing the sandalwood paste on Radharani's divine spiritual form. And when his beautiful lotus petal fingers touch the transcendental body of Radhika, then as soon as he touches Radhika, then Krishna's whole body becomes darker blue in complexion. Why? Because Radharani's entire mind, her heart, and her entire transcendental body and form is totally and unlimited, filled and composed of concentrated, compressed sham ras. Sham ras means that intense rasa bliss, that intense, loving, ecstatic bliss of being totally absorbed in sham. His pleasure, his service. So Radha, this is called sham ras. There's Radha ras sudaniti and sham ras sudaniti. So Radharani, she's an ocean of sham ras. Radharani is an ocean of sham ras for Krishna, and Krishna is an ocean of Radha ras for Radha. So when Krishna hears these shlokas of Radha ras sudaniti and hears about her seva and hears about her glories and pastimes, then the ocean of his Radha ras increases more and more. That's why it's called Radha ras sudaniti. It increases the ocean of Krishna's Radha ras. So the acharyas are giving this idea that Krishna's bluish hue turns even darker blue by touching Radhika's limbs, which are drenched in sham ras, which is deep, unfathomable, loving attachment to Krishna. Why is Krishna blue? And why is sham ras called blue? Our acharyas say if you go, there's different oceans of the world. There's the Caribbean Sea, the Arabian Sea, there's the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. What we find, practically, if you go to any ocean which is very, very deep, unfathomably deep, you can't even reach the bottom, the depths of the ocean. And, for example, the Atlantic Ocean is very, very, very deep in the middle of the ocean, between a continent of Europe and America, North America. And there, the color of the ocean is very, very dark blue, very, very dark blue. So this Krishna has this color of dark blue because the extent of his love and the extent of his prema, this is the color, this Shringhararati, this erotic conjugal love between the Nagara and Nagari, between Nagarendra Krishna and Nagararani Radha, is inconceivable. So something that's very inconceivable and something you can't perceive or understand is called dark. Well, I'm in, like some, we have this phrase, do you understand what's going on? No, I'm in the dark. We have a phrase, I'm in the dark, I don't know what's going on. So you're in the light or you're in the dark? This is the motto of the BTG, Back to God in Magazine. It says, Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Haya Andhakara. That Krishna Surya Sama, the Krishna Sun, that Krishna is like light. Godhead is translated, Godhead is light. Nescience is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there is no nescience. Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Haya Andhakara. Where there is Krishna, God, there is light, enlightenment. Krishna Surya means the brilliance, illumination, clarity, purity, and health-giving rays of the sun, pure God consciousness. Krishna Surya, Maya, Sama, Maya Haya. But Maya, illusion, ignorance, sin, enjoying spirit, this is Andhakara. Andhakara means blindness, dark blindness. Therefore, Krishna has to, there's no other color for Shringharati because you can't understand it, you can't fathom it. This Parakiya Bhav, the Shringhar Rasa Krishna. The different rasas, the Gona rasas, the seven Gona rasas and five Mukhi rasas, they have different colors. And that's mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So the totality of all the Gona rasas and the totality of all the main rasas mixed is all contained within Rasaraj Sri Krishna, Rasavai Sri Krishna, Rasanidhi Sri Krishna. He's a nidhi, he's the greatest jewel of ras, and he's the greatest unlimited ocean of ras. Just like example, for example, in art, color, there's red, yellow, and blue. These are the primary colors. And you mix red, yellow, and blue, and you get so many colors. But if you mix red, yellow, blue, and you mix all the colors together, purple, green, when you mix all colors together, do you know what color it becomes?
Black.
Shyamam. Govindam Indivara Shyamam. So Radharani, she is the Rani, the Shringarati Rani. She's the Shringar Murti, and Krishna's the Shringarati Murtiman. Radharani's the Shringarati Murti. Radharani is the Aprakrita Rati, the Aprakrita Rati, and Krishna's the Aprakrita Kamdev. So therefore, Radharani is deeply absorbed in this deep, unfathomable, loving attachment to Krishna and Shringarati. So her whole mind and heart is swirling with, because it's an ocean of Shamras, Shamras Sudaniti. It's an ocean of nectarian ras flowing in so many waves and tidal waves and tsunamis within Radharani's mind and heart and body and very form, from the top of Radharani's beautiful head to the bottom of her sweet, fragrant lotus feet. It's made of compressed, concentrated, unlimited, inconceivable Mahabhav, Mahabhavati Radha. So when Krishna touches Radharani's divine form to dress her, then he immerses in an ocean of Radharas, and therefore the Manjari observing this says, oh, our Krishna has become Endivara Sham. He's become so dark, so blue from touching my Swamini. So we'll continue there tomorrow. Shri Radharas Sudaniti Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Sham.